And now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Time now for Teen Talk. And we have R.C. Collins with us. We have R.C. Collins. He's a junior at Chatsworth High School. And this is a part of our program that we like to feature, where we can get the opinions of young teenagers as to what's going on in culture right now. And R.C., you're at your home in Chatsworth. How are you doing? And I'm getting some feedback. R.C., you there? Okay. Are you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, we had some feedback. Thanks for joining us on Teen Talk.
Thank you, Phil, for having me on.
You're 16, right?
Yeah.
And you are going into your...
I'm going to be 17 September 8th. I'm going into my junior year.
Okay, and you can hear Backstreet Boys in the background. They're, wasn't NSYNC on the cover of Rolling Stone?
Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff going on in the world of teens. And the young teen male today, I think, has rediscovered Backstreet Boys. And, you know...
Now, I don't mean to interrupt you. You're making a distinction between teens and teen males, right?
Yeah, because I think there's been a lot of perception about what the teen male wants. And
Such as?
Well, I think you hear a lot about Stain. You hear a lot about Slipknot. You know, you hear a lot about Limp Bizkit. Now, the groups we're listening to, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys...
Aren't these groups traditionally female?
I don't understand.
Isn't their appeal traditionally young female?
No, their appeal's always been 13 to 17-year-old men. And I think it's a disservice to young teen males to say that we don't appreciate NSYNC or the Backstreet Boys, because they speak to the street experience, sort of the hardcore suburban alienation a lot of us feel.
All right. This is kind of interesting, because I would think that you mentioned three groups there. Stained, which is now a very popular band. Slipknot. Limp Bizkit, which has been around. I would think that those would be the groups. And you're saying no.
No, what most guys want really is to see a reemergence, I think. And A.J. McLean, he...
Slow down. You're a little nervous, huh?
Yes, sir. He...
A.J. McLean is the kid in Backstreet Boys who got depressed or something?
Yeah, his grandmother died. And he got depressed, and I think they put him on medication. We're looking to see if he makes a comeback. This month, Mr. Hendry, Rolling Stone magazine has on its cover all five of the NSYNC boys, all five of NSYNC, and it's a cover for each one. So
Rolling Stone's doing a separate cover?
A separate cover for each guy. I think that speaks very clearly to how NSYNC speaks to the teen experience in America today.
All right, now what about acts like... This is unusual for me. I've got two teenage sons. They have traditionally listened to Korn. I think they've been with, they were into Marilyn Manson for a while.
No, that's Marilyn Manson's old school. I mean, how old are your guys?
15 and 13.
What radio station do they listen to?
Well, they listen to Kiss. So.
Okay, well, I mean, not to disrespect your kids, but... They're a little bit out of touch. Right now, I'm talking about the edge experience, the hardcore street experience that's on the edge.
And 13 to 18-year-old men are into... They're into NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, and 98 Degrees.
O-Town is also very big. They're huge among teens. You know, your kids might as well be listening to Lynyrd Skynyrd if they're listening to Korn. And
well, I know that Korn is a little bit over. I mean, although they're not, but I'm shocked.
Just you need to understand that this is not 1968 without disrespect.
No, I know it's not 1968. I just thought that traditionally bands like Stained and Slipknot, which are two of the bigger bands on the horizon, would be bands that young guys would listen to. But I'm not trying to say that I understand or that I get it.
Well, I think what you need to do, Mr. Hendry, and I appreciate you having me on the Phil Hendry Show, is listen to the teen male. Don't tell us, listen to us.
I understand. Can I ask you a question about a couple of other groups that might be traditionally viewed as young female-oriented, or I don't know, Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, you guys into them?
Well, I'm into them, but they're not hardcore like Backstreet Boys are. They're hot looking, but they're not really hardcore, and they don't speak to the teen, to the male teen experience. I think you need to get that, you know, that bands like Stained and Slipknot are flash in the pan.
All right, why flash in the pan? Because a lot of people would say that Backstreet Boys.
No. I don't think that like Limp Bizkit has staying power of like the boys. I mean, when you hear a song like Pop from NSYNC, or you hear a good, meaningful song like I Wanna Be, Have It That Way by Backstreet Boys, man, that leaves Limp Bizkit in the dust. And see, kids are tired of being angry and dark. We want to have music that we...
You need to slow down a little bit, buddy, because I know you're very excited about being on the program.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We don't want it dark anymore. We want music that we can just snap our fingers to and have a Coke. Teens today are returning to more of the flower power thing, more of the singer-songwriter experience. Bands like O-Town speak to us. All or Nothing. That jam is as fresh as that there is.
All right, I'm going to give our phone number out here, R.C. This is Teen Talk on the Phil Henry Show. R.C. Collins with us. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Just to get some feelings from other kids.
I think you're going to find it fairly universal.
That NSYNC, Backstreet Boys speak specifically to young male teens, not just to girls.
Yeah, not just to chicks. I think that was an insult. And when I saw that article in Time magazine last month about how they were number one with teen girls...
It upset you?
It did, because... That was like slapping a whole generation of young men in the face to say that I'm not down with Justin Timberlake. Every guy I know wants to dress like him.
Now, he's bald on the cover of Rolling Stone, isn't he?
Yeah, he shaved his head. It's a different look, you know. Just doing what he want to do. But every guy I know want to got what he got.
Well, he's also got Britney Spears, doesn't he?
Word up.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me take a phone call. Chris, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, listen.
Chris.
You think NSYNC is a band? It's not really a band. It's put together by a corporation.
They're talentless.
Their music is pablum, designed by a corporation that doesn't want to risk losing a record deal.
Well, wait a
Real bands are Fuel,
Dude,
Three Doors Down, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Black Sabbath.
Where do you think Limp Bizkit comes from? They got produced by the same machine.
They started out as a band that worked in clubs. Guys from a corporation saw them and said, here, let me give you a record deal.
Those guys got punched out by the same corporation that punched out Jessica Simpson.
No, that's an interesting thing.
Excuse me, Mr. Henry. I'm talking to somebody my own age.
Well, can I ask a question?
In a minute. Okay, dude, what are you talking about? Did you see the cover of Rolling Stone with Justin Timberlake on it?
Yeah, and I shot.
And
man,
you don't
want
to be
here. Rotten food at it and a few darts.
You did
they
what?
They suck.
You what?
I shot darts at it. They suck.
You don't want to be him.
No.
You don't want Britney Spears. In other words, is what you're basically saying.
No, I don't want to be a pablum moron that works for a corporation that puts out music simply for the purpose of making money.
What do you think about a band? Can I jump in now?
Yeah.
What about Blink? What's your name, Chris?
Yeah.
What do you think of Blink 182, for instance?
They're
suck.
A real band, mostly because
they suck.
They originally worked in clubs. They did stuff. They actually had to work to get where they were. They had to go through. They had to hold their own equipment. They had to write their own music. They had to work in clubs and stuff, meaning they actually are a real band.
Well, wait a second.
They had to go through all the trouble that a band goes
what
through
do you
to
call
get
a
noticed
re-
and
what do you call a real band? You're telling me NSYNC didn't have to be a real band?
They were put together by a corporation. I even checked this out. A corporation, Disney, put them together because they decided...
What website did you check it out on?
Let's see.
Wait a second. Wait, I can save you guys the trouble. I mean, R.C., what this guy's saying is true. There's a dude down in Orlando, right, that puts together these groups.
Look, don't you wish you could dance like NSYNC, boys?
I could really care less. What I want to be able to do is play a guitar like Jimi Hendrix.
What do you mean NSYNC, boys?
The Backstreet. You don't want to dance like the
Backstreet. Guitar like Jimi Hendrix.
Who?
Jimi Hendrix. He played guitar. He was...
What, like 1850? I mean, let's keep the conversation here in the now. The music of today is redefining popular music, Phil, like never, not never before. Jessica Simpson, NSYNC, O-Town,
Pearl Jam,
the Clean Cut Boys, Scrubbed and Fresh, Soap Times
Two.
Songs
written for them by someone else. Fuel writes their own songs at the very least. So does Three Doors Down.
Fuel? Tell me that guy doesn't look like he's been... Give me a break. That dude looks like he's been poked in an area that I...
Okay, let's not start questioning people's sexuality here. Chris, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. R.C. Collins on the line with us to talk about how, in point of fact, it is not the traditional bands like Limp Bizkit that young teenage boys like to listen to. The young teen male today is rediscovering and identifying with Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, O-Town, and who's this? Scrubbed and Fresh. Whoever they are. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Now, R.C., wait a second. R.C., I don't understand on the bio here.
About what?
Scrubbed and Fresh has a new CD coming out on Chodilia Records?
Yes, sir. That's it. It's an independent label.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
Yes, it's Teen Talk on the Phil Hendry Show. Can you turn his phone down, please? Turn his phone down, because I need... All right, hold on, we got a technical thing.
Tell me why!
We got a technical problem. I need to have his phone cut and the music lowered. I'm sorry. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. We have on the line with us R.C. Collins. R.C., dude, we could hear you singing there in the background.
I'm sorry, I didn't know we were back.
No, we're back on the air now. You like this song, huh?
It's a very evocative song. I think it speaks to a number of levels of a teen experience.
Like what?
Well, like you never want to hear her say, "I want it that way."
What does that mean? I want it that way.
I think it speaks to, like, aberrant sex. Like, if she were to say, "I want it that way," and you're like, "Wow, you know, I can't deal with that because I love you and I don't want to treat you like a piece of meat or something," you know? So I think it's a sensitive song.
About a guy and a girl.
About a girl saying, "I want it that way," and he never wants to hear her say that.
Because she wants aberrant sex.
Well, I mean, Mr. Hendry, it's something that teen males understand.
No, I understand. I don't know what the song means.
That's what it means.
I want it that way, but we...
Okay, 1-800...
See, I want it that way. I don't want to hear you say I want it that way. I don't know. She might, you know, be on her hands and knees or something.
Okay, 1-800-449...
But I know that you don't want...
No, forget it, man. Never mind. 1-800-449-8686. Can we kill the music a little? Thank you, because I can't really hear. R.C., you're basically saying NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, those are the bands that young teen males aged 13 to 18 are into, and Slipknot, Stained, Eminem, Blink-182, Radiohead, all that stuff is...
It's garbage, flash in a pan garbage. And Limp Bizkit, he like to talk about how hardcore he is. The only place he get taps like those is in jail. And if Limp Bizkit, Fred Durst ever been to jail... His name was Frida Durst, come 6 a.m., and it...
All right, this kind of baiting we don't need, all right? We just want to talk about the music, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, here is Lori. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Lori?
Oh, it's Lori, sorry.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, hon, you're on the air.
This guy, what does he listen to? I mean, this...
Is this my kid brother or something?
I mean, that's personally... Like, the way you're talking about that music, I mean, it's like,
It's
the way
bitching.
You said it was gay. I mean, that sounds like the way you said it was, like, completely gay.
No, I mean, what are you talking about? Are you a girl?
I mean, are you gay? No, I'm a boy.
You're a boy?
Yes, my name is Lloyd. They heard it wrong.
Jeez! Get out of here, what? Man. You're not even old enough to listen to Backstreet Boys. You hey. Should still be listening to music.
Shut up. I love Blink-182. Be quiet.
Blink-182's flash in the pan, dude. That music's going nowhere.
You're gay, kid. You're gay.
Hey, you're gay for listening
shut
to... I bet you
shut
like...
Up. You're full of crap.
Hey, just check it out.
You're full of crap.
You're
you
a punk. Hang up on him.
All right. Well, look at Lloyd. Lloyd? Okay.
Good, nice name, Lloyd. Speaking of gay...
All right, easy. Here is Cole. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hey. Yeah,
yes, sir.
I was just wondering. If Blink-182 sucks, why do they make fun of everybody else? Including 98 Degrees, Backstreet Boys,
well,
and
I mean, they make fun of 98 Degrees because they can't be them.
They make fun of Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, too, and they could care less if they could be them.
Well,
they
how
make
do you
fun
know?
Of money.
How do you know? Scrubbed and Fresh has just come out on Chodilia, okay? Have you checked that album out?
Well, that all Scrubbed and Fresh.
It's a new band. See, you think you know what time it is out on the street. You don't know,
I
man.
I know what time it is out on the street.
What?
Nobody listens to that crap. Stained is the best.
Oh, Stained, man.
The best. Fred Durst is awesome.
Fred Durst.
And just playing.
He couldn't. First of all, Fred Durst, his name isn't Limp Bizkit. It's Fred Durst.
So?
Whatever, man. Jethro Tull's name ain't Jethro Tull.
Who?
Limp Bizkit is a great band.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, have you checked out the lyrics on the new O-Town album?
No, because O-Town just plain sucks.
Well,
this is a difference.
The only thing stained is my underwear, dude. And
okay, enough of the jokes. What we got here is a difference of opinion.
What?
What teenagers are you talking to that like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys?
All the kids at my school at Chatsworth High in California, they like Scrubbed and Fresh, Chodilia, Soap Times 2, and the Clean Cut Boys. Have you heard the Four Teens?
The who?
Four Teens.
No.
So what are you talking about, man, if you haven't
man,
even heard...
You need to get out of here and talk to some other teens, because I don't know who you're talking to. You need to find some people that like real music, play real instruments, and write real songs.
All of the kids, Scrubbed and Fresh is 12 guys, and they all sing. Have you ever heard of anything like
they
that?
They all sing.
Wait a minute. Scrubbed and Fresh is 12... It's a...
Total vocal group... And there's 12 of them.
That's not even a band. Now, a big band is Slipknot. They have 9 guys, and every single one of them play instruments.
Yeah, but have you ever heard of...
Maybe the main singer.
So? A lot of bands play instruments. Have you ever heard of a band that had 12 guys and all they did was sing?
Do they have instruments?
You can't call it a band. That's more like a cappella.
Okay. It's cool.
Well, all right. I mean, you guys are... Obviously, there's a difference in taste here. You like musicianship, Cole. And what do you like, RC? You like,
good, clean lyrics. Beautiful. Check this out, man. Oh, yeah, yeah. Word of my fresh. It's a Def Jam.
This song is old. I mean, it's,
I'm just... You know this song?
It's an old song, okay? It's
Mr. Henry. Hey, Cole! Cole!
Yeah, I'm listening.
You hear this tune?
Yeah.
Okay.
It sucks. I want to puke.
Well, you.
I'm
you,
what?
You.
What?
Yeah, he's a little bit nervous.
You.
Okay, never mind, all right?
No, but you.
Never mind, all right, because you're a little bit nervous. Cole, thank you very much. It's obviously that we're talking about a difference in taste in music here that can't be quantified. I don't believe that you can actually... make the incremental judgments.
Huh?
The thing about Tate... Hold on for a minute, okay?
Huh?
1-800-449-8686. R.C. Collins talking about the bands that really are making a difference. Backstreet Boys and Scrubbed and Fresh. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Welcome back to Teen Talk. It's the Phil Hendry Show, and we're talking to R.C. Collins.
Just, if you wouldn't mind for a moment, Mr. Hendry, let's just listen. Your heart.
I can hear you singing, man, if that's...
Oh, I'm sorry.
I want it that way.
Tell me why. See, that's the song that speaks to the street.
Okay, you're going to have to back off the phone.
That's the song that speaks to the street experience of every kid. And the other thing I wanted to say about Backstreet Boys, it's not just the music, it's the way they dress, it's the gear they wear, their hair and stuff. I think Justin Timberlake is really in a lot of ways more hardcore.
Okay, then who?
Than Fred Durst.
Okay, that even an old man like me, I can take one look at Fred Durst and one look at Justin Timberlake. You know,
Who do the chicks dig?
I don't know. I guess the girls like Justin Timberlake.
There you go. The only chicks that dig Fred Durst are fat, ugly goth chicks who like lay around in coffins and stuff. Really creepy stuff that they do.
Fat, ugly goth chicks.
That's right. Check out the front row of an NSYNC concert anytime what you don't believe what I'm saying. The chicks in the front row have got cans. And the chicks in the front row of a Fred Durst show look like they could stop a bullet in mid-flight on account of the bullet wouldn't want to hit.
I got what you're trying to say, okay? 1-800-449-8686. Here is Kevin on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Phil, yeah.
Yes.
My point was that I think NSYNC and I think all those other bands, if you want to call them bands, I think they have a shelf life to them. And I don't think that they're really going to last 10 years plus.
Well, you don't know. You don't know. I mean, you just got to wait and see. What do you think the shelf life is on Slipknot? I mean, come on.
But yeah. look at New Kids on the Block. Look at that boy band era.
Yeah, that one dude went out, and now he's going to be in Planet of the Apes.
Who?
Or
Mark Wahlberg?
He wasn't in New Kids. His brother was, or something.
Yeah.
Well, technically.
I don't think it's going to be that popular 10 years from now.
I mean, dude, if you look at, like, Slipknot or Blink 182, the only guys that, I mean, the girls that go to those bands are ugly, which means the guys in the crowd got to go home and play with Mrs. Thumb and her four daughters.
Well, take the technology.
Oh, man.
Take the technology away from them and see how they do. Take away the...
Well, take away Slipknot's guitar. How are they going to do? I mean, when you talk about the Fabulous Teens, that's like 16 guys that dance.
J-Lo and NSYNC wouldn't have a career if it weren't for something called auto-tune.
Hey, guess what? NSYNC was on Jay Leno. You think Leno would have stained on?
What do you mean, no, 16 but, guys but that I, dance?
Yeah,
I'll bet you that they had...
Who's saying what now?
Sorry,
I was
going to
say that I just want...
Well, what? Who's going to talk?
I was going to make a comment about
okay. Shut up while people are trying to talk.
What?
Just shut up while people are trying to make a point. 1-800...
That NSYNC video when they were all like puppets was a stroke of genius. And that...
That says that their record company had them on strings, that maybe they were a little more commercial than you like to think.
No. It means that they were, you know, puppets.
Just playing puppets, yeah. Here is Christian on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I just wanted to make a point. You know, it's all good that you listen to them and everything, but see, the problem with those boy bands is that they're not targeting the right demographic. You know, they're targeting the younger female teens because they think about what they say. Listen to the lyrics. They're talking to females. They're not
Let's listen to it.
What in that song doesn't speak to your experience?
And they're singing to a female. They're not singing to a male.
Sounds like chick stuff, you know.
They're singing to a female. They're not singing to a male.
Singing to a female? Well, don't
exactly.
You think Limp Bizkit sings to females, too?
No, actually,
well, what
you know,
for
and another thing is if young male teens, you know, didn't listen to, like, and you know, like Slipknot or, you know, Fred Durst, then why is it like Fred Durst is in all these movies and
how
everything
come,
covering
come,
like for the
Jay,
music and
come,
NSYNC and Backstreet Boys aren't?
How come Jay Leno won't have him on his show?
Actually, Jay Leno has had a couple of those bands on, as
like
well
who?
As Craig
like,
Kilborn
like
and Conan O'Brien and
Bob
Dave
Kilborn.
Letterman.
Who?
Conan O'Brien, Craig Kilborn, not Bob Kilborn.
And David Letterman. In fact, Leno has had a couple of, you know, they did have Stain on the one time.
How come
you know,
Rolling
you know,
Stone
and
had
so,
NSYNC
and they have
on the...
had Limp Bizkit, not Limp Bizkit, but
Madeline Biscuit.
And not only that, if you really want to talk about, you know, those boy bands having, you know, good, clean fun, you know, listen to the lyrics. It's all sexual. And, I mean, if you're really trying to send out a positive message,
no,
you wouldn't be sending out a message
that
includes sex.
That's what I'm talking about, though. I Want It That Away is about a girl that wants it a certain way, and the guy won't do it.
Okay, so you listen to NSYNC and everything, right?
Right.
Right, okay. Now my little sister listens to them and stuff, okay?
Well,
now,
you just heard
and
that little
listening
kid
to one of the lyrics. And in that one where I think it's Justin Timberlake, I don't know whoever it is.
Justin Timberlake.
He's singing about getting freaky, freaky and nasty, you know what I'm saying? I mean, now how's a little girl like my sister, who's only 9 years old, supposed to take that message?
Well, she shouldn't be listening to it because it's only for boys. She ought to listen to Slipknot.
Well, if it's only for boys, then how come they're singing to girls?
Have her check out Green Day, especially when they're nude. I think that's better for her.
All
it's
right.
Actually, and,
look at
you know,
I want it that way.
Hey, Mr. Henry,
turn it down, man.
Points,
turn
so
it down, okay?
That way. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So I Want It That Away is all about some freaky sex that
he don't want to give her.
All right. Well, good luck, man. Whatever it is that you think you're doing, okay? 1-800-449 What?
I know what I'm doing. Do you know what you're doing? You're turning pots down and you don't know which hit.
Well, what are you...
I mean...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry Show, and I'm kind of excited about this next segment we're going to do. It's a brand new segment on the Phil Hendry program. It is Phil's Take on the News. And David Hall, our director of programming, is with us just to kind of kick this off a little bit, David, huh?
Well, we're excited about it, Phil. I think this is your opportunity to give your opinion. And we also, of course, want Bud Dickman involved in this.
Now, as I understand it, Bud is going to sort of, because we've had some problems.
Well, we don't have to reference the problems. Bud's going to be there to give his comment, his commentary. He'll be the counterpoint.
Right, like point counterpoint, like
right, with the thing they used to do with the, you know, the people go back and forth.
Right, one guy takes one position.
One guy takes one position. Another guy takes another position. So I think it's going to be very exciting.
Well, we are very excited about it here. Phil's taking the news. Bud, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Phil.
Okay, Bud, you know what you got to do.
Yeah, I'm going to make a commentary on what he's saying.
Okay, Bud?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, so go ahead.
All right, this is Phil's Take on the News. And here are some of the things that I just want to give you my opinions about. The heat wave in Chicago has killed 9 people. I really think something needs to be done about... Okay, I can hear that.
What?
I can hear you whistling.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think something needs to be done about the heat wave in Chicago. I mean, the people there, there's old people there. And a lot of them, I think, have... What's that, Bud?
That's my take.
What do you mean that's your take?
Well, I just don't think you're doing it. It's...
That's his opinion.
His opinion about what?
It's boring.
What?
You're boring.
You're boring.
That's what the crickets mean?
Yeah, it's just everybody's been driven from the room.
Yeah, get something more interesting. Go ahead. It's Phil's take on the news.
Yeah, it's Phil's take on the news, and
just something more interesting, Phil. That's all.
Well, here's something interesting. Committee backs immigrants' residency. You know, I think in America today, immigrant status is, I believe it should be treated more seriously. I think immigrants helped build this country. Immigrants were the founding members of this country. So many of them, of course.
Yeah, that's not getting it done.
All right.
Why does he get to do that?
What?
Why does he get to play? You turn the crickets off now, man.
Well, I can't turn them off and see, it's the Bud Dickman snorometer.
Yeah, this is the snorometer he was telling me about.
What do you mean, snorometer?
Well, when you talk about stuff make a snore.
Can he turn it off now?
What?
Turn the snorometer off while I'm talking.
See, Phil, I disagree with your point of view.
Why?
Because it's boring.
Yeah, see, that's his counterpoint to
it. I get it. I'm boring, and he thinks I'm think that I'm interesting, and he thinks I'm boring.
Right.
That's it.
See, the snorometer, it just goes...
Oh, forget the snorometer.
Well, it does. It triggers off.
See, the snorometer, Phil, is something was Bud's idea, so that when you suck, the crickets come on.
And the crickets represent what?
They represent the fact that everybody's left the room, and all that's left is just a wide-open field.
With crickets?
Yeah, with crickets.
Just chirping away, you know. Everybody's in their car going home.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Just do something interesting or not. That's his counterpoint to your point.
My point I'm making, and he plays the crickets.
Snorometer.
The snorometer.
Right.
Here's a story. Jimmy Carter said he's disappointed in President Bush's performance in the Oval Office. That's interesting. You know, Jimmy Carter wasn't that big of a success as president either. And the fact that he is criticizing now the people...
Real snoozer.
Yeah, that's,
So what kind of a counterpoint is... Turn it off, bud.
That's the snorometer.
Turn the snorometer off.
Well, you're still making people snore.
Just turn it off.
That's very good, Phil. I like the count. What's going back and forth?
What's going back and forth?
Well, you come up with an opinion, and then the snorometer goes off.
He ain't doing anything. All he's doing is punching the snorometer.
But that's his point of view.
His point of view.
Nobody care about Peanut Boy.
Who's Peanut Boy?
Carter.
Oh, I got it. That's really good. Hey, bud. Boring.
Not my snorometer. Get out of there.
Give me that.
Do another one.
Oh, all I'm going to do is read stories, and the snorometer's going to get triggered.
Well, then I suggest you read something that doesn't trigger the snorometer.
Well, I wonder what that could be. Here we go. China tops the list of the most threatening countries in the world. Now the snorometer went off.
Yeah, real blow. I mean, come on, do something that people want to hear.
Yeah, that snorometer's getting triggered too much. Why don't you talk a little bit about, how about that nude sculpture at LAX?
Okay.
Yeah, it's got sex, nudity, that kind of thing. And we turn it off, bud. Sex, nudity, and all that.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to hear about nude.
Yeah, great, okay. Well, there's a nude sculpture at LAX that some people are upset with. I think that art is very important. I think an expression of one's artistic beliefs is important. I think...
Jesus, you can make nudity boring.
Yeah, that star meter got triggered, Phil. Can't you get anything?
Look, what do you want me to do?
Bud, you're going to save this crap show, you and that star meter. I love it. I like the star meter.
Thank you very much. Am I doing anything to contribute here?
So far, you're triggering the star meter.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Just keep on being boring.
Good. I thought this was called Phil Henry's Take on the News.
It's Phil Henry's Take on the News with a counterpoint.
The snorometer.
You like this, don't you, when he backs you up?
Right.
You like it when he backs you up.
I'm just backing him up because I need for you guys to balance out the program.
You know, if he wasn't on the phone, you know what I'd do?
Look at Phil, I don't want you to hurt it.
He strangled me one time, Mr. Hall.
Don't you put your hands on him. You put your hands around that kid, you know you can't put your hands on the tard.
I got it. Video of missing ex-intern released. The family of Chandra Levy has released a videotape. Here we go.
Jesus, with that Chandra Levy. Give it a rest.
God, Chandra Levy, if I hear her name one more time, I'm going to puke. Look at the snorometer's going nuts on that one.
Everybody talks about Chandra Levy.
Well, first of all, get her name right. It ain't Sandra Levy, okay? It's Chandra Levy. Second of all, you're the only guy I know who can talk about it and make it boring. Look at that. Listen to that snorometer. Thank God we got it. That's about $150,000 piece of equipment.
Oh, bull crap. It's him pushing a button with cricket noises on it.
That's a snorometer.
You can turn your snorometer off.
Well, I do it out of respect to you. I could keep it going just so you keep talking. It's like, you know...
Well, you just triggered it right there. Turn your snorometer down. Anyway, Chandra Lee. Okay, how about this one? How about this one? Where's the news, Mike? A minivan full of people fell into a creek and... Hey, they found a piranha, a new kind of piranha in a California lake. The snorometer didn't get triggered. See, this piranha is one of the...
Keep trying.
Yeah, I'll keep trying. Cincinnati police say that they're underpaid and over... Sunken fishing vetty... 72 sex offend... Six buildings have been... Nike recall... Get out of here with that snorometer, okay?
Mr. Hall, you're gonna hurt me.
Don't touch the card.
I'm gonna break the snorometer.
Ow!
Did you hit him?
Maybe. Forget it, man. I try to talk about stuff. It sucks. Everybody else gets to have an opinion. Why can't I? He's always backing up that tard. You see, my life is important to me, and I turn off the snore-o-meter.
I'm not even in the room.
Well, disengage it somehow out there. Everybody else gets to have an opinion. Everybody else gets to have their take on the news. Everybody else gets to have their opinion. But when I start talking about my opinion about stuff that I care about, there you go, the snorometer. First we got the gay meter, and today we got the snorometer.
I like the gay meter.
That's fine. I don't want to hear it, okay? Okay, well, one of the things that we are going to have for you today on the Phil Hendry Show is a Introducing Steve Bozell segment. As you know, last week we had Introducing Jay Santos, and we did an hour of interesting conversation and concepts with Jay Santos, who's a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And today we're going to have Steve Bozell, one of the more interesting guests I think we've had on this program. Steve has sued just about everybody. I don't know how those lawsuits have come along, but he's the only guy I know of who's actually sued his wife, who's actually sued his... Now, what are you doing with that?
That's a gay meter.
Turn the gay meter off. And get that thing off, too. Steve Bozell is a guy who has...
I can't help it. It's gay.
Look at Bud. You're not the program director. You're not producing this show. Get your gay meter and get your snore meter. Pound them up your rear end and take a hike, okay?
You want me to put them on my butt?
Yeah, that's what I want you to do. Anyway, Steve Bozell is going to be...
See, you can still hear him even under my ass.
Okay, that's fine, man. You can take a hike. One more sound and you're fired. Steve Bozell is going to be on the program talking about his lawsuits and how those have progressed. Dolores Blazingame, his attorney, may be also with us. And that's coming up later on in our program. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.